Welcome back to our class. Welcome back to those of you watching by DVD. We're glad that you're all here as we continue our study on spiritual gifts. We're moving to session 47, which is our final session to try to identify your spiritual gifts. What is your spiritual gift? In the last session, I reviewed each of the 21 spiritual gifts, and I did so both to bring those gifts to a close as we move towards the end of our time together, but also for you to be able to look at the ministry positions that you have taken part in while you've been in church and to try to identify in the positions that seemed the most enjoyable, the most effective, the ones where God was at work, which spiritual gift was associated with that experience. Well, this time we're going to do a little bit different approach. You may have noticed that I have my laptop computer with me. I'm going to be reading from that computer some situations. You see, since I can't take you out of here to the ministry experience, I'm going to bring the ministry experience here into the classroom. And I'm going to do it this way. I am going to create a pretend situation, one that isn't real, but one that very likely could happen. You see, for the past 3 months, you've been a member of a small group. Now, maybe that's true and maybe it's not, but this is the ministry experience I'm bringing into the classroom. You're a part of a small group. You've been attending for 3 months. The group is really coming together. You're really starting to get to know each other. You enjoy the small group. And the best part about the small group is everybody has a different part to play, and everybody's doing their jobs. And so what we're going to do in this activity is I'm going to read a variety of things that people might contribute to the small group, things that they do that help make the small group effective. You listen to each one, and you write down yes or no. So please number your paper from number 1 all the way down to number 21. And those of you who are at home, you please do the same thing. You're a part of this activity as well, and we'd like you to take part. Obviously, there are 21 I'm asking you to write down because there are 21 gifts. Now, as I'm reading these, please don't try to figure out what gift is that. I mean, I know that's going to be a natural tendency to want to, oh yeah, that's the gift of. Just listen to the situation and decide whether that's something you think you would contribute to the small group. Would you be the person in that small group who would likely be the one to do these things? You may answer yes to as many of the ones that you think apply to you, but feel free to answer no to any of them that you don't think is you. All right, I hope everybody understands what we're going to do. I think it could be fun. I'm going to read the questions off the computer. All you need to do is write yes or no. And here we go. Number 1. In that small group, would you be the person who would be likely to express your confidence that God will bless the small group? Would you be the person in the group who would tell the others, I think that God is blessing our small group, and I believe He will do so? Now go with your first reaction. Don't sit there and kind of, Instead, what comes to mind first? Write down yes or no. In other words, in America, we would say, go with your gut feeling. Whatever you first feel, whatever you first think, put that down. Number 2, in your 3-month small group, would you be the person who'd be most likely to call the other people between the meetings and just make sure that they're okay? Would you be the person who would go on the telephone, you would call them, or you would meet with them and just make sure, how's things going in your spiritual life? Are you doing well? Are there any problems? Would that be you? Number 3, as your small group is meeting, and at your meetings, would you be the person who would be likely to communicate with God in the language of the Holy Spirit? Number four, at your small group meetings, do you see yourself as being the person who would offer to have the group meet in your home so that you could provide an opportunity to have spiritual conversations? Would you offer to open up your home, not because you had to, but because you wanted to make an environment where people could talk about Jesus? Number five, for your small group, would you be the person who would be likely to pay for the food, pay for the soft drinks, and do that without making a big deal out of it? You wouldn't want everybody else to thank you for it. You would go out and you would pay your own money, you would get food, you would get soft drinks, you would bring them, and nobody would ever know that you paid your own money. Number six, in your small group, would you be the person who would likely pray for the specific needs of the members of the group, both during the meeting and throughout the week until you met again? Would you be the person who would be likely to pray for people? And you do that in the group, you do that each day during the week. Is that you? Number seven, in your small group, do you see yourself being the one who would guide the members to agree this is what our group's purpose is and this is what our direction will be as a small group? Would you be the person who would guide the members to reach agreement, this is why we are meeting and this is what we're going to be studying? Would that be you? And number eight, would you be the person, as you participated in your small group, to share a message that you had received from God with the other members in the group? Would you be the person, as you were meeting in the group, you would bring a message that you felt God had given you and share it with the other people in the group? Number nine, the small group's been meeting for 3 months. You're getting comfortable with each other. As you reach the 3-month mark, would you be the person most likely to ask God to do a supernatural work that cannot be explained? And as we move to number 10, imagine yourself in this small group. Try to picture yourself being a member and try to decide, are these the things you could see yourself doing in that group to contribute to the group and help them be as effective as they could be? Number 10, would you be the person in the group who would be likely to explain to the others the meaning of the Bible passages you're studying? Would you be the person in your group most likely to tell other people this is what the Bible means? So let's move to number 11. As you're in the small group, do you see yourself offering to set up the schedule for the group, when you're going to meet, when you're going to have Bible study, when you're going to go out and have some social events together, and you're the one who offers and says, I'll set up the schedule, and I'll bring the schedule back and we can talk about it. Would that be you? Number 12, as the small group is meeting and as you're considering your future, would you be the person who would start a new project for the group to do? Would you be the one who might suggest, let's go over to the widow's house across the street and let's paint her fence? Would you be the one who would suggest a project that the group could do together, and it would be something that would be new and different that the group could do to help others? We're now up to question 14. In your small group, could you see yourself offering advice to a member who's facing a very difficult situation? Could you imagine yourself being the person who you suggest what action they should take? You give them advice about what they should do in a very difficult life situation. Number 15, you're in your group. You're talking about the Bible. Would you be the person who brings up a verse, or you share an experience that you've had during your discussions to help clarify that meaning of the Bible passage? Would you be the person who, while you're there, you suddenly think of a verse, you think of an illustration, you share it with the group so they understand the Bible passage? Number 16, would you be a member of the group who would notice that someone is struggling with their faith and you would meet with them for coffee to discuss the situation and offer to walk with them? Would you be the person who would notice that somebody is struggling in their Christian life and they're likely to wander, you want to help them come back and walk the path of being a Christian? And we move to number 17. An amazing thing has happened. A newcomer has come to your group. One of the people invited a friend to come. Would you be the person most likely to share the gospel with that new person and tell them about Christ because that person's not a Christian? Number 18. Again, an unusual situation has happened in your group. One of the members suddenly spoke in an unknown language, and you understood what they said, and you translated the message for the other members in the group. All right, we only have three more, so hang in there. Number 19. The meeting's all over, and everybody's getting ready to go. Would you be the person who voluntarily cleans up? You get all of the plates, you get the napkins and the cups to throw them away, and you straighten up the chairs, and you don't do it for any sort of gratitude. Would you be the person who voluntarily would clean up after the meeting? Number 20. Can you envision yourself, can you see yourself being the person who would ask God to supernaturally restore the health of a member who is in the hospital? Would you be the person you could envision yourself praying, God, heal this person supernaturally, and that person is healed? And the last question, number 21. In your small group, would you be the person who would be drawn to those in the group who are suffering great pain? They had lost their job, a child had died, something bad had happened, you felt their pain, and you provided immediate care for them. Would you be the person who would be drawn to those who were in pain and had suffered a loss? I don't know about you, but I kind of had fun doing that. And I hope that as you envisioned yourself in this three-month-old small group with friends that you have come to really know, you're beginning to feel close to them, you suddenly see, I am contributing to this group.
TVS Seminary is a great way to invest in the kingdom of God. Please consider making a donation to support this effective educational and outreach ministry today. We exist upon your gracious giving. Please donate to support TVS Project's continuation and growth. For more information, visit tvsseminary.com.
Let's go through them quickly and see which gift is each one of those. You may choose to just write down the ones that you answer yes to. You may want to write down all of the gifts, but you don't have the definition, so it might be difficult. The first one. The person who expresses confidence that God will bless this group, faith. Number two, the person who calls the others between the meetings, just checks on the people, are you okay? How's your spiritual walk going? That would be shepherding. The third one was probably not too hard to figure out because it's communicating with God in a language of the Holy Spirit. Which one is that? Probably tongues. Number four, you offer to have the group meeting at your home so you can provide a safe atmosphere for people to talk about the Bible. That's hospitality. Number five, you go out, you buy the food, you buy the drinks, you don't make a big deal about it, and you just bring it to the meeting and people enjoy it. The gift of giving. And the person in the group who prays regularly for the other members of the group, not only during the session but throughout the week, the gift of intercession. And number seven, the person in the group who decides that they will help the group reach consensus on what the purpose is for the group and what the group is going to be studying, leadership. Number eight, the person who would share a message that they felt they received from God and they would tell the other members of the group, the gift of prophecy. Then if there was a member of the group who asked God to do a supernatural work that could not be explained, the gift of miracles. Number 10. The one in the group who explains to everyone else the meaning of the Bible so they understand it and apply it, teaching. And then there is someone in the group who sets up the schedule for the small group meetings, when there will be social events, and then brings that schedule back for the group to discuss. That would be administration. And suppose there was a member of the group who decided that they would suggest that they go across the street and paint the widow's fence. They had come up with a new idea that could bring the group together and do something worthwhile and fun. That would be apostleship. And now imagine that you're in this group and you sense that there's something wrong with someone in the group, that they are not being authentic. There's something not quite right. Would that be you? Moving to the next question, would you be the one who would meet outside of the group to talk with people about their struggles? All right, number 14, would you be the person who would offer advice to a member who is facing difficult situation? That would be wisdom. Number 15, would you be the person who would bring up a verse or you would share an illustration during the Bible discussion? Knowledge. And then the one who would meet for coffee outside of the group and talk about person's struggles, they were in danger of moving away from the faith, that would be encouragement. Number 17, the newcomer comes who's not a Christian, person who shares the gospel, evangelism. Number 18, someone speaks in tongues in the group, and you are able to translate that, though you do not know the language, interpretation. Again, that was easy to figure out. And then number 19 was the one after the group meeting, you clean up all the paper and all of the plates and cups, helps. Number 20, person's in the hospital, you would ask God to supernaturally restore their health. That is healing. And the last one, 21, you would be drawn to someone who is in pain. They've suffered a huge loss. There's been, they have had something happen to them that's injured themselves or a member of the family, the gift of mercy. Well, through this exercise, I hope you've been able to further clarify what your gifts are. Hopefully, you've been able to see a pattern that the first one we did, first activity, where you identified the positions you've been in, you were able to associate a gift with it. The second one, as I went through the different spiritual gifts, one of them resonated with you, or more. And then in this last one, where I tried to put you into a ministry position, hopefully you were able to see that you could connect the dots, and one or more of them is your spiritual gift. Well, will you join us, please, next time when we talk about whom should you serve? Thanks for joining us.